Week 5 Coaches Shows here on 92.1 KMZA, a part of the MSU Sports Radio Network, here with the Nemaha Central Boys Head Coach, John Thomas. I'm Crandon Prophet. This locker room chat's brought to you by Life Care Center of Seneca and Haug C. It's been a pair of games. Last time we spoke to Head Coach John Thomas of the Nemaha Central Thunder Boys, and it's been back-to-back wins here, breaking up a big losing streak. But again, you talked about the back-to-back wins, a 47-45 tight win over the Perry LeCompton Cods, and then a even tighter victory, 46-45 over the Royal Valley Panthers. Coach, tell me about these last two games and what adversity your team fought to come away with those victories for you and your group.
Well, really, two different ball games, even though the scores are pretty similar. Against Perry, we jumped out in the first quarter and played probably the best quarter of the season. And we've pretty much held around 10-point lead probably for most of the ball game. Built it up to actually 17 at one time, but then the second half they just kept getting closer and closer and closer, but we were able to hold them off by the 2 points. Tuesday night against Royal Valley, we were behind 90% of the ball game or more, and were able to squeak it out in the end.
And upcoming here, you have Holton on Friday, right before the Thunder Classic, which your first game will be on Thursday. You'll play the winner between Jackson Heights and Rock Creek. But we'll talk more about that Thunder Classic in a moment. Let's talk about the matchup here against the Holton Wildcats, a Big East opponent, a Big East game. Coach, what are going to be some keys here for this game on Friday, which will be on 92.1 KMZA?
Well, we've got to find some consistency yet and keep improving our chemistry in our offense. I really feel like our offense is starting to come around a little bit. As long as we keep playing defense as we have been, that's going to keep us in ball games. We just got to get the offensive end of the floor fixed.
And of course, all getting in preparation for the tournament. We'll have one more time to talk about the tournament next week, as your first game won't be until that Thursday night, which you'll either play Rock Creek or Jackson Heights. But you'll have a lot of time to kind of get ready for it, of course, after the game on Friday. You'll have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So what are going to be some expectations here for this tournament? What are going to be some ways you're going to get your team prepared for this tournament as well?
Well, we just keep on plugging along. Still trying to decide offensively what's best for us with our personnel. We were successful with one offense on Friday night against Perry. We were successful with a different offense against Royal Valley on Tuesday. So still just trying to kind of figure out who we are, and being able to practice Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday before playing again, maybe that gives us an opportunity to smooth out some edges that aren't real smooth right now, and maybe put another set or two in that we can utilize.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always, and again, good luck here on this upcoming game on Friday against the Holton Wildcats.
Thank you.
That was Head Coach John Thomas from the Nemaha Central Thunder Boys. Again, upcoming here on Friday, it's Nemaha Central going on the road to take on the Holton Wildcats, which will be on both the Holton Channel and 92.1 KMZA.